Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
Most Christians would generally acknowledge that God is sovereign. Such a doctrine is foundational to the Christian faith, that God is over all things and that He is indeed King of kings and Lord of lords. The related idea of God's providence is a deeper, more difficult truth to untangle and grasp. God's providence is sort of like His sovereignty played out in reality. God is providential in holding creation together, holding the stars in place, and causing the sun to rise. Genesis 50 teaches of God's providential work in the life of Joseph. We can see how God even directs sinful acts of man to accomplish His providence through Pharaoh in Exodus, or even through Judas as he betrayed Christ. This does not mean God authors sin, as the Bible teaches He cannot entertain sin in any way, but He does use, direct, and purpose all things to accomplish His will. Without getting too far into the weeds in our short time, it's just important to know that God uses and directs the affairs of the world to accomplish His perfect plan, however, wherever, and whenever He chooses. So it begs the question, how are we supposed to know His providential will, and should we, as Christians, try to align with where He might be going and help Him out? It might sound silly, but in practice, we often make the mistake of trying to predict God rather than aligning with Him through our abide. We try to figure it out and move ahead as we, in essence, guess at His plans and purposes. Jesus repeatedly taught us to pray within His will, and that whatever we ask in His name, He will do. And again, that we should pray according to His will. But how, since no man can know the mind of God? The how is found throughout Scripture, but perhaps best pointed out in Romans chapter 8. Paul instructs that when we pray with a heart intent for the things of God, that the Holy Spirit rewords our prayers to align with God's perfect will. That's right. So even if we get it wrong, the Holy Spirit does two things. The Spirit realigns our prayers toward what is right and begins to reshape our mind and our heart to align with His will. Isn't that amazing? Better than any priest could do, we have direct access to God the Father through the Holy Spirit. And when we pray with purity of motive, we can't get it wrong. And God then realigns our forward movement to His providential purposes. Wait on the Lord. Pray to align with His plans and watch as He providentially guides your life. The hard part isn't figuring out God. The hard part is patiently letting Him lead. Trust it. He will.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.